Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. I'm excited to be here today because we're talking about finance, we're talking about money and you and how to leverage it so that you can get the most out of your real estate investing experience. You know, times are changing, and I'm a big fan of companies, of lenders, of national lenders that are taking the next step in the direction that, you know, us investors need them to, and we talk about new construction, kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit, pushing the frontiers. And you know what? New construction is back, baby. And I'm excited to talk about that and the financing for that in today's show with my guest, Patty Kaker from Finance of America Commercial. Now, there's a lot to talk about here. We'll be talking about the flip programs they have, the rental programs, of course, they have, maybe her thoughts on where 2021 is going to be for investors, and maybe some parts of the area that she may favor over other parts of the area. I don't know if she's allowed to say that yet, but I'm going to see if we can push her into maybe giving us some secret sauce about a market that she likes. But nonetheless, then the new construction model, their new program they've had out for the last 2 weeks. So it's a super new program. I'm excited to talk about that. Before we get there, huge shout out to Nevada Real Estate Investments and my main guy over there, Marco Santarelli. Your premier source for cash flow investment property is Nevada Real Estate Investments. Visit www.nevadarealestate.com. Okay, we've got a get this started, because I need to hear more about this new construction stuff. So Patty, welcome to the show. Excited to have you. Give us a little background on who you are and what you do for Finance of America.
Thank you so much, Abby. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm delighted to do this Think Realty podcast with you and your fans, your fan club. And so I am a field market specialist for Finance of America Commercial, our division. It is going to be 4 years old in February next month. And so we are fairly a new division of Finance of America. We're a Blackstone company. We're very proud of that fact. And love what I do. I was in the residential world before for almost 25 years. And that was exciting. But I love this business so much more. If you can imagine a brand new toy for a old kid like me, that's how excited I am about our programs. We offer a full product suite of programs for people across the nation, for investors like all of you and us, right? And love speaking to borrowers, to investors, to builders, to portfolio managers, to everyone that has anything to do with investing. So delighted to be here, Avi. What else can I tell you?
All right. Hey, I know before the show we're debating on the Homer Simpson virtual background or the actual background. So I love your real virtual background. How about that?
Thank you. I'll rent it out to you.
Yeah, of course you would. $500 a month. Let's do this. So last year was a very tumultuous year. Last year it got the gears for a lot of investors to have the conversations and say, hey, we can't only flip real estate. We also need to buy and hold for the long term. Mm-hmm. And this also then spurred a really big conversation with the lending world to say, okay, well, we're going to stop our programs for a little bit of time, which they did. Mm-hmm. And then we all came back. And it's been an insane journey since maybe May or June of last year. I was concerned. I'm like, holy cow, when are lenders going to come back? And they finally came back. And by August, it was almost like business as usual, kind of depending on where you were in the country. Help me understand the rental programs that you guys have, because that was a really big wealth building conversation in some of the mm-hmm. cohorts and some of the meetup groups that I'm a part of. Where does Finance of America stand with just rental loans?
Well, we offer several rental loans. The one that is number one right now for us is a 30-year fixed product with a 5 or 3 year prepayment penalty. There is that option. It can go from as low as $75,000 to up to actually $2 million. So we cover a big gambit of the, you know, the lending world and how much investors need. That product is 30-year fixed, which is what most investors dream about. They want to sleep at night. They don't want the, you know, that vehicle to balloon on a 5, 7, or 10 year balloon and think about refinancing again. So that right now is almost 50% of our business, if you can imagine. It's for single family homes, condos, townhomes, and 2 to 4 units. The leverage is on a purchase is up to 80% on a single family, and on 2 to 4s and condos, it's 75% loan to value.
Where are some of the markets that you're seeing some success in, or is it all markets across the country? Like, I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. A lot of the investors that I've been speaking to are saying, I'm going to smaller markets. I'm going to go to a Birmingham, Alabama, where I can buy a property for $35,000 or $40,000, or I can buy a property for between $75,000 and $95,000. If your minimums are 75, Birmingham's probably out of the question, depending on the acquisition price. But are you favoring any cities? Are you seeing more activities in, say, Chicago? Cool. Tell me, which ones you got?
So right now we're seeing quite a bit of activity in Chicagoland. Of course, I live and breathe here and, you know, do my shopping here. Just kidding. And also Indianapolis is another key market for us that's growing. Houston, Texas is huge. Near, you know, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona markets are very, very viable markets right now. Also the Charlotte, North Carolina area is a very viable. Atlanta, Georgia. Florida, different cities in Florida, there's some spikes there as well. So typically what some of the investors do, they follow that B, you know, R to the fourth power, you know, model where it's, you know, buy, rehab, renovate, rent, and then repeat, right? So most of them are doing that and getting the pleasure of the new value when they refinance with us later. So they're not getting that value that they maybe purchased. The purchase price was $35,000, rehab was $50,000, and now it's worth, you know, $125,000. We can refinance them at that particular value after they own it for 6 months. So some of the investors finish their work early, they park their loans with us to go ahead and process it, and then they close on the 181st day. So it works like magic. Most of the investors love it. They're not only doing one or two loans, they're doing, you know, as many as like 36 loans at one time.
Nice.
I'm not kidding you. They're foregoing the portfolio program to do the single family. Why, you ask?
I think the why is very self-explanatory. From a purchase perspective, are you seeing any? I think when I think bigger markets, I think a lot of competition. And when I think competition, I think that the prices are going to constantly be bid up until sometimes it just doesn't make any sense to buy. Are you seeing that in Chicago, or are you seeing, like, even though investors are buying the 36 at one time, that the prices just are justified with where the market is?
I think right now the prices are justified, but on new there is a lot of competition on new properties hitting the market. Obviously, I speak to realtors every day. They're telling me inventory is low, right? And so there's multiple bids on distressed properties and multiple bids on non-distressed properties where they just need maybe a little bit of touch up. But what I am seeing is that, you know, and unfortunately, you know, in the future for, you know, homeowners, there will be some, you know, forbearances that are going to come due. There's going to be foreclosures and there's going to be short sales. So that is going to lead to much, much wanted and somewhat delayed opportunity for investors that are looking for rentals. They're looking for properties that they want to buy, fix, and flip. So I think the market right now is improving to a point where it is going to be, I would say, you know, maybe mid-year to later where these opportunities are going to be arising very, very soon.
So in working with Finance of America Commercial, what do you think the first step would be? Because if these, I am also interested to explore what you said about the very soon, but let's assume very soon means in the next 6 to 8 months. Is one of the first steps I should take with FOA Commercial to get pre-qualified for a specific line of credit? What do you suggest as a first step if I'm an investor looking for rentals?
Yes. So if you're an investor that's looking for rentals that you're going to need help in financing the rehab, then step number one would be to apply for that exposure limit line of credit with us, which is going to lead you to be able to finance properties. the purchase and the rehab, not at 100%, of course, but not too far off, up to even 95%. And so that would be step one if you're looking at to do fix and flips. If you're looking to get some capital, right, from the rentals that you already own, you might want to cash out on these. And you can do that now on the single rental loan program, up to 75% loan to value. So that we can relatively give you your capital, your money, money in hand, cash in hand, because cash is king sometimes, and give you that in 30 days or less, right? So I would say those are the two steps that investors today can take and go forward in planning for 2021, 22, and actually 23 is what the economists are predicting in terms of investors doing very, very well these next 3 years. So.
Where are you seeing interest rates landing in the next year or two? Do you think they're going to stay constant? Do you think they're going to continue maybe to go downward? When do you think they'll start going up?
I think that for now, if you're talking about conventional financing, because ours is not, ours is private money.
Yeah.
If you're talking about conventional financing, I think they're going to stay about the same. I don't think they can go much, much lower. In terms of commercial paper rates, I think that they're going to be right around where they are, at least for the next year. I don't see them coming down much more. I mean, on the 30-year fixed rental product, our lowest rate is 4.75 30-year fixed, which is not a bad rate. It's a fantastic rate, especially because we're not verifying personal income or employment. We're letting you close, the investor close in an entity name. And there isn't a maximum property count as well. So those are very, very key highlights and benefits for our investors. So definitely the way to go, I think, with 30-year fix, especially because many of the investors, they have a lot of write-offs, right, on their tax returns and their adjusted gross income is, you know, a little bit lower than you would probably expect, right? But
yeah,
we don't care about that. We don't care about tax returns.
Gotcha. I hear you. I think the fix and flip, let's breeze through the fix and flip program real quick. And then I really do want to get to the new construction, but I give some credence to the fix and flip. Help me understand the program. What do I need to qualify for? What are your favorite markets? You mentioned Chicago. I love Chicago, by the way.
Thank you.
It's Chicago, summertime. And Intellihensia on the corner of Wabash and Randolph is my coffee shop.
Like, oh, that is, wow. Yeah, that's a great one. Besides all the Starbucks. Every corner, right?
Right. Yeah. No, you need something a little fancier.
Different. A little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Fix and flips. Tell me what the program is. What do I have to do to qualify?
Yeah. So for fix and flip, you don't actually have to know or have done a fix and flip project before. You can be brand new. We have investors from all walks of life, from doctors, lawyers, nurses, librarians, just everybody that you can think of is doing fix and flip. Of course, they typically have a mentor, you know, their brother-in-law, their sister, someone that's already doing them so that can kind of help them and walk them through it a little bit. And we will help as much as we can, you know, in terms of, you know, advising lightly. We're actually, you know, because we're not licensed contractors, but we obviously know how to do this. Many of us do this already. So to qualify, your minimum loan, minimum score, your credit score should be 620. The maximum loan amount that we offer is $3 million on that product. The lowest loan amount is $50,000. So you basically have to have pretty decent credit. You also, should hopefully not have any kind of tax liens or anything that would, you know, prevent you from getting a loan with probably a conventional lender as well. But we don't look at your income, your personal income. We are basically lending you money based on that property, that asset. So it's asset-based lending and your previous credit score and credit. So if you're interested in applying, please call me. I can walk you through the paperwork. It's relatively easy to complete. We do it very quickly. You can typically be approved for an exposure limit line of credit in about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks max. But it's relatively easy to be approved. My personal approval rate after goes through underwriting is about 98%. So maybe about 2% fallout because of something that was unexpected. And those borrowers usually come back later. So, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love the leverage as well.
Yeah, especially if you're a new investor. Like, I'm speechless. Mm-hmm. This is the product for you. This is amazing.
Absolutely.
Let's talk new construction. This is super, super, super important.
Love it.
We'll finish off with this topic. New construction has been the bane of existence for many lenders. They haven't been able to figure it out. Maybe it's too much risk because you actually destroy the asset, right? You tear down the asset. Help me understand your program and maybe a little background of why Finance of America Commercial decided to put that together and what it takes to qualify.
Yeah, so actually we had this product back when we did the merger acquisition and even before that. So we did have a new construction product. It was great. We always, I would say that would encompass probably about 15% of our overall production. More people were doing fix and flip. There's less risk involved on fix and flip. But new construction was always fantastic with builders, especially the smaller to mid-sized builders that perhaps would go to their bank, would get financing for maybe, you know, one, two, three homes. But then on that fourth, fifth, or sixth, they would be shut down until they sold those first three or they acquired another partner or what have you. So we were always typically the second choice for these many small to mid-sized lenders or builders, I'm sorry. And once they got used to us, they kind of almost dropped the banks because we were pretty easy to deal with. We got them their draws. When they ordered a draw inspection relatively quickly within, you know, 3 or 4 business days, as opposed to 3 weeks through a title company. So when the pandemic hit, you know, our builders were obviously crushed. They wanted us to come back. We came back very strong 2 weeks ago, and we are at a leverage of 85% right now. If that builder or investor has previously done a new construction build in the last 36 months or last 3 years. So we don't have zero experience on new construction, but we just require one property done in the last 36 months and sold, obviously. So, but I can speak to any investor that's interested, any builder that's interested. I would love to talk about that. We are also focusing on more urban, suburban areas that are already built up. Right now, we're not doing rural or semi-rural, which is, we have to think about risk and marketability in case something does go wrong. But we've got triggers in place to make sure that our builders and our investors are very successful so that, you know, we can next level and do the second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, up, you know, to 100 properties with us in the next few years. So.
That's an awesome program. That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, 85% mm-hmm. of cost, that's... Mm-hmm. Wow. And I'm sure you're also working with brokers as well, potentially to funnel you opportunities for borrowers nationwide. So what's the best way to get in touch with Patty Cake or the Loan Maker?
Oh, so I've got an email address and I think you might have it. Do you need me to bring it up?
Is it pattycakeorloanmaker@gmail.com?
Please
tell
me
that's your email. That's such a long email.
That's funny. Love it. Love you, Avi. It's actually P. Caker. So P. Caker is spelled K-A-I-K-E-R @financeofamerica.com. pcaker@financeofamerica.com.
Awesome.
I'm also on LinkedIn as well. Also on the website. So if you just type in Patty, I should pop up and you can send me a message as well.
Fantastic. I'm going to find you on LinkedIn as soon as we're done and then I'll make sure to add you and we'll connect as well. So thank you so much. This has been really, really eye-opening. And I love that new construction angle. I think there are a lot of listeners that will truly benefit from that. So Patty, thank you so much for your time and being on.
Absolutely. I look forward to speaking to the Think Realty fan club and investors because I think you're at the right place by joining this podcast with Abby.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You got
You're the best,
Thank
Abby.
Thank you, Patty. Talk to you
Happy
soon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too. This next segment is brought to you by AaronBChapman.com, where you can bypass all the overcomplications of the common suit and tie mortgage guy and connect with Aaron and his team of real estate investment finance experts at Security National Mortgage. With this team, there's no fluff, no complicated terms or industry speak, just direct to action. You can visit Aaron and his team today online at www.AaronBChapman.com today. Get more information. So, you're a single-family rental owner, and you want to keep your tenants. You know what the number one key to doing that is? Just good maintenance. In a recent article written by Andrew Sirios on thinkrealty.com, he talks about his method on maintaining good maintenance and making his clients happy, making his tenants happy, because they're just not people paying us rent. Though that's true, they're also human beings that want love, affection, and just their crap taken care of, right? That's frankly what you need. And so what I really appreciated about his article is there are... He has an acronym for how you can really take care of good maintenance in the form of quality PECS, P-E-C-S. Number one is quality. This kind of goes without saying, right? If you're going to use bad, crappy parts when providing maintenance, you're just going to constantly create these negative emotions inside your tenants. Don't do it. Bad idea. But PECS, P-E-C-S. P stands for professionalism. When something's done and you want to be super professional about it, do that. Don't be casual. Don't be like their bro. You're like, no, that's not. Be professional. Okay. E stands for expectations. You must have the right expectations. You never want to overpromise and underdeliver. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And you know that just being in the industry or just common sense, right? So please. C stands for communication. If you're going to be late, say you're going to be late. If you're going to be early, say you're going to be early. And once the job is finished, send a follow-up email. Communication with your tenants is everything. And last but not least, S, speed. The speed to doing things and the speed of getting things done. If you're repairing a fridge and it takes all day, then that's probably going to be another pain in your tenant's behind. You don't want to do that. Be as quick as you can with getting these maintenance items handled and out of the way so you can move on with your life and you give the tenant the opportunity to move on with theirs. So remember, quality PECS, P-E-C-S. Think Realty Nation, that does it for today's podcast. If you have any questions for me or for the rest of the Think Realty resident experts, get in touch. Go to thinkrealty.com. You can listen to and watch the Think Realty shows that we've archived for you on thinkrealty.com as well. So make sure you check it out there. You can find me anywhere online, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. Drop me a quick line. Happy to make the connection to any one of our guests that you've seen on the show, or if I could be a resource in any way. Happy to do that for you as well. Huge shout out again to the sponsor of today's podcast. We can't do it without Marco Santarelli and Narada Real Estate Investments, your premier source for cash flow investment property. Check them out by visiting www.naradarealestate.com. As always, thanks, Realty Nation. I'll see you next time.